You call. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Morning Drive here on KingScottRadioTV.com. I know this is Hump Day Wednesday, and we all are trying to get over that little mountain that's in front of us. Coming into work this morning, I know some of you experienced someone cutting you off and other people using their horn when they don't really need to. It's hump day, and we're just trying to push through. But there is no excuse. We have to put a smile on our face and face the world for what it is. Unfortunately, we seem to run into more haters than we do people who actually want to love. But I'm suggesting this morning that we turn ourselves into love. If someone is giving you a tough time, give them a smile. Show them what the world could be if they decided to act right. Somebody know what I'm talking about. We're going to play some easy music this morning just to glide you on in to this promised land that you are entering to, because you have a job, you have something to do to help pay your bills, and that's a blessing. And we have to turn our minds around and look at it from a positive point of view, that we are blessed, even though if it doesn't even seem that way, sometimes we still are very blessed. King Scott, RadioTV.com. I'm DJ Dove, and we're going to glide into our Hump Day Wednesday.
Desire, you light. Thank you.
This is KingScottRadioTV.com. I am DJ Dove, and we're getting through our hump day. You know, we've been hearing a lot of information about P. Diddy and the things that he's going through right now. I imagine at some point this morning he had breakfast, and I'm sure it's not what he's accustomed to having. But I wanted to bring up a particular point. I'm a little older, and so most of all, you all know that I've been at this station for a while and running it. And, it just strikes me strange that Hugh Hefner, the person who owned Playboy magazine and his mansion, came along and it was celebrated. People talked about, boy, you know, you want to go there. And listening to some of the commentaries that I've heard over different news stations, you know, I don't know if you know this or not, but Hugh Hefner's mansion has a, what we would call a back alley underground. And it is somehow connected to P. Diddy's home, one of them anyway. So my point is that this idea of sex parties and things of that nature did not originate from him. Now, let me make myself clear. I do not agree with all that has taken place. As a matter of fact, I'm more in disagreement if all of that is true. It's just that we're held and judged to a different standard, it seems like. And somebody's saying, oh, you know, he did it and he should pay a price for it. I agree. But everyone should pay a price for it. And where one is celebrated and one is beat up on terribly, and not that either one deserves it or they should receive it because of the things that they've done, is sad. It really is, because someone, the collateral effect, suffered. Whoever went through the things they went through to deal with either one of the two people, is truly sad. And people subject themselves to these things because of fame and fortune and all of that. So there's enough blame to go around. And I'm glad that in my life that I've never had to be involved in similar things and activities, somehow managed to escape. But one of the things that they brought up is that they're not just going after him, they're going after people who have participated in this. And the last time I checked, in understanding the history, and like I said, being a little older, they had some of the prominent stars back in Hugh Hefner's time as well. And they didn't drag them through the newspapers or the media and all. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's a crazy situation, and a lot of people are going to be hurt, disturbed, crushed behind it. But I wanted to express that point of view, and let me say again that I'm not an advocate of anything that they have done to belittle down people and make them do things that they are not comfortable with. But you make your choices. We all have tough choices to make in this life. So we're going to continue on our morning drive, play some more music, and get over our hump day. But I would suggest to everyone that we pray for all people involved, whoever they are. I don't know all the players involved, but we can certainly pray for them in some type of solidarity, because people hurt in some capacities. We all hurt in some kind of way. And I would hope that someone is praying for me in my hurt, because it happens to all of us. KingScottRadioTV.com.
I had a dream the other night, and I was sitting in my living room, doze off to sleep, so I started dreaming. I dream I walked in a place and I saw a real strange, weird object standing up talking to the people. And I found out it was hell. That deadly drug could go in your veins. He said, I came to this country without a passport. Ever since then, I've been hunted in salt. My little white grains are nothing but waste, salt and deadly and bitter to taste. But I'm a world of power, and all know it's true. Use me once, and you'll know it too. I can make a mere schoolboy forget his books. I can make a world-famous beauty neglect her looks. I can make a good man forsake his wife, send a greedy man to prison for the rest of his life. I can make a man forsake his country and flag. Make a girl sell her body for a $5 bag. Some think my adventure's a joy and a thrill, but I'll put a gun in your hand and make you trouble. In cellophane bags, I found my way to heads of state, to children's play. I finance in China, ran in Japan. I'm respected in Turkey, and I'm legal in Siam. I take my addicts and make them steal, borrow, beg. Then they search for a vein in the arm of the leg. So be you Italian, Jewish, black or Mex, I can make the most brutal of men forget their sex. So now my man, you'll do your best to keep up your habit until your arrest. Now the police have taken you. Come on my way. Do you think they identify me, I who am king? Now, you must lie in that county jail, where I can't get to you by visit or mail. So squirm with this comfort, wiggle and cough. 6 days of madness, and you might throw me off. Curse me in name, defy me in speech, but you pick me up right now if I were in your reach. All through your summer, you become resolved to your fate. Fear not, young man or woman, I'll be waiting at the gate. And don't be afraid, don't run, I'll not chase. Sure, my name is Alvin, and you'll be back for a taste. Behold, you're hooked. Your foot is in the stirrup. And make haste, mount the steed, and ride him well.
Thank you.
this has been another broadcast by King Scott Radio TV, The Morning Drive with DJ Dove. We have enjoyed ourselves tremendously. Our phone number here is 240-522-4257. Feel free to call the station and make some musical requests. Or if you want to talk about a particular subject matter, we're here to do that too. KingScottRadioTV.com.